والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها، ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم، وإن أسأتم فلها، فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بالمؤمن؟ المؤمن من أمنه الناس على أموالهم وأنفسهم، والمسلم من سلم الناس من لسانه ويده، والمجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله، والمهاجر من هجر الذنوب والخطايا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest oppression today is that insan has transgressed and violated the orders of Allah. And greater than that is that despite disobeying Allah, you and I have not understood that we are earning the wrath of Allah. One is to sin and to recognize the sin as a sin. But Allah's custom today, we are living in such a time where the ma'asiyat of Allah, the disobedience of Allah has become so common in our homes, in our businesses, in our societies, in our dealings, in every aspect of our life, we are actually knocking the doors of disasters and we are earning the wrath of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahabi, Iyaka wal ma'asiyah. O my sahabi, protect yourself from the disobedience of Allah. فَإِنَّ بِالْمَعْصِيَ حَلَّ سَخَطُ اللَّهِ. اس لئے کہ گناہ کے ذریعے سے via sin you make the عذاب of Allah halal for you. You are actually knocking the doors of disasters. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, our father Adam alayhi salatu was salam, ate from that tree. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah ki taraf se pukar uthi, O Adam, didn't we not remind you that don't come near that tree? And what did the devil tell him? فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى. Eat from this tree and Allah will grant you eternity, you will never die. No sooner did he understand that he disobeyed Allah, what were the first words? قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. اے ہمارے رب، ہم سے کوتاہی ہو گئی، ہمارا گناہ ہو گیا. Oh Allah, we have disobeyed you. We have oppressed ourselves. We have transgressed you. We have violated your orders. Ya Allah, we are the worst people. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you don't shower your mercy and you don't pardon us, oh Allah, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then there is no one that can give shelter to Adam. Today the disobedience of Allah has become so common in our lives. Wallah, the azmat and the honor of the deen of Allah has left the lives of the Muslims. When the child comes home and he says that I got to go to the doctor, then what is the answer from the parents? When the child complains in the morning, then what does the father say? Or a dikra, you go to school, when you come back from school, I'll take you, no madrasa. Daddy, I need a haircut, no problem. You go to school, when you come back, you don't go to madrasa, you go for a haircut. Daddy, I got extra homework. No problem, when you come back from school, you can see to your homework. Madrasa, till such a time he comes, he says, Daddy, it's becoming too taxing, no problem, leave madrasa, carry on with school. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. On the occasion of a wedding, invite everyone for this occasion. It is an happy occasion, so please everyone. But in pleasing everyone, how much we are displeasing Allah, we are not bothered about. So we are living in such a time, in the fitna of fasad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, As-sabiru ala deenihi kal-qabid ala al-jamara. to grip onto the deen of Allah Pak, to hold onto the awamir of Allah, onto the orders of Allah, will become so difficult like to hold onto flames of fire. That's how difficult it will become for a man to protect him, his deen, to protect his iman from the onslaught, from the attacks from every angle. Almighty Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and the scripture that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, in that Allah Pak addressed Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, mentioning, Ya Musa la tushrikan nabi shay'a, O Musa, don't ascribe partners with me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Wa in qutilta aw hurriqta, even if you are murdered or you are burnt alive, don't ever disobey Allah and don't ever ascribe partners with Allah. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, we have failed to understand the azmat of the order of Allah. If you and I will recognize whose order it is when the adhan has been called out, whose invitation it is, then Allah's qasam, it will become easy for us to turn towards Allah. But we haven't understood who Allah is and what qudrat and what taqat Allah has got. That is why it has become easy for us to disobey Allah. The child knows that the rod of my father is hanging. So if I'm going to be disobedient, my father is going to hit me. We haven't understood that the rod of Allah is hanging. And when the azab of Allah will come, what will Allah do? We haven't understood. Why, O Musa? فَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي. I have decided that any person who ascribes partners with me, his abode is Jahannam. وَاشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and be grateful to me and your parents. Why? By being obedient to your parents, أَنْسَأُ لَكَ فِي عُمُرِكَ, I will grant you barakat in your life. وَأُحْيِيكَ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, and I will give you a life of peace and contentment. I will give you a life of itminan, peace, tranquility, sakina. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمْتُهَا, and don't ever take the guts and the courage of killing any Muslim innocently. Why? If you will do so, تَبُوءُ بِسَخَطِي, you will become the target of my wrath. وَلَا تَحْسُدُ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَيْتُهُمْ, and don't ever express jealousy for what I have given to anyone. فَإِنَّ الْحَاسِدَ عَدُوٌ لِنِعْمَتِي, for indeed the one that possesses jealousy, he is the enemy of the bounties of Allah. Allah is giving someone something, he hates this, so he hates the ni'mat of Allah and he hates the bounties of Allah. رَادٌ لِقَضَائِي, and he regards me incapable of distribution. That why did Allah give it to him and not me? So don't ever have hasad and jealousy. سَاخِتٌ لِقِسْمَتِي, he is upset in the manner how I have distributed between my creation. The hadith is very long. Almighty Allah, basically if we study this hadith, the outline of this hadith is, the khulasa of this hadith is, abstain from the disobedience of Allah. We are living in such a time, to make ibadat like of the sahaba is very difficult. For us to complete the entire Quran in 2 rakat like the sahaba used to, is beyond our capabilities. But like they mentioned, that to abstain from the disobedience of Allah and to do those things which Allah has made compulsory is sufficient for a man's salvation in this life, in this life. Sahaba ikram, the nawafil amal, whole night in salah, that is beyond our capabilities and our capacities. So the ulama ikram explained that in this time, what is salvation? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, O my sahaba, today you are practicing 100% deen. A time will come that if insan holds on to 10% of deen, Allah will make the decision of najat. That is to abstain from the disobedience of Allah. It comes in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ala ukhbirukum bil mu'min. Must I not inform you who is a genuine believer in the eyes of Allah? المؤمن من أمنه الناس على أموالهم وأنفسهم والمسلم من سلم الناس من لسانه ويده. A mu'min, a believer, is that person that you trust him. You have no fear regarding yourself, regarding your belongings, regarding your possession,
You have trust in him. والمسلم, and who is a Muslim? من سلم الناس من لسانه ويده, that people are safe from his tongue and his actions. Such a man will never criticize me. Such a man will never condemn me. People are safe from his statements. والمجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله. And who is a mujahid? That one who encounters difficulties and hardships in establishing the order of Allah. والمهاجر. And we know the virtues of making hijrat. Who is a muhajir? In the true sense of the word, who has made hijrat? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ الذُّنُوبَ وَالْخَطَايَا. The one who leaves the sin. He is making hijrat from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah. He is giving up the comfort. He is giving up all the other entertainments. He is giving up all the other temptations. All the attractive things of this dunya. He is making hijrat from that to the obedience of Allah. This is a man who is a muhajir in the true sense of the word. On one occasion, one woman in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stole something. In the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she committed zina. She comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasool Allah, inni zanaytu. Ey Allah, ke Nabi mujhse zina ho gayi. I have committed zina, adultery, fornication. Now the question arises, a woman of that nature, she committed zina. Yes, she committed, but look at the tawbah that followed up after the guna. Look at the restlessness and the uneasiness and the bechaini that was flowing in her body. فَأَقِمْ عَلَيَّ الْحَدَّ. So, O Nabi of Allah, according to the Islamic ruling, you can belt me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, who came as a mercy unto mankind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَعَثَنِي هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah ne mujhe rahmat bana ke beja. I have come as a mercy unto mankind. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having mercy on the fetus, on the child of that mother, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after you give birth, you must come back. After this woman gave birth, if she wanted, she could have said that I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not punish me, I don't have to go back. But one guna took place in my life. I rather settle my account in this dunya than tomorrow in front of Allah. I rather discharge my zakah than tomorrow in front of Allah. I rather cry before Allah than tomorrow I will cry tears of blood, but it will be of no avail. I rather plea and plead before my Allah in this dunya for the wrong that I have committed. She comes back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that come back to me once the child starts eating solid. Now the child is still drinking milk and the child is still on liquid. When the child starts eating solid food, then you come back to me. Look at the mercy that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And look at the taqwa of this woman. Look at the fear of the sahaba when they disobeyed Allah. My children don't know how to perform namaz. Every day they are going to university without performing the fajr salah. I'm not a mother if I allow them to go to school in this manner. I'm not a father if I see my son having an affair with another woman and I turn my eyes away from it and I close my ears. I'm not a father because I'm actually allowing my son to run towards Jahannam. I'm not a father. Today the life we are living, if a person is having an affair with 4 or 5 women, it's not a crime. But if a man performs the second nikah, then the sky is going to collapse. Whereas when he's having an affair, he's earning the wrath of Allah. And when he has performed the second nikah, then Allah has given ijazat. So I'm not a father if I can see the disobedience of Allah. I'm going for my dhuhr salah. My son's leg is on the coffee table, sitting in front of the devil box, smoking in front of me. I haven't got that amount of iman to tell my son that Muhammad Salo, let's go for namaz. I have to send someone else to come and speak to my son. How can I call myself a father? Anyway, this woman returns. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that belt her. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't rejoice. One sahabi stole in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was brought in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As his hands were being cut, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. So Sahaba said, "O Nabi of Allah, you said we must cut his hands, now you are crying." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If I'm not going to cry, who is going to cry? It's my own Sahabi, my Ummati. You think I'm happy to see something of this nature happening to any Sahabi of mine? But at the same time, the Amr of Allah will prevail even at the hands of the Sahabi. The order of Allah is going to prevail, because why? The disobedience of Allah cannot be tolerated by Allah." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Ala wa inna li kulli malikin hima, ala wa inna hima Allahi maharimu." Every king has a special meadow and grazing field for his animals. And no farmer and no person can bring his animals to graze in that particular meadow. Likewise, "Ala wa inna hima Allahi maharimu." The meadow of Allah and the field of Allah is the disobedience of Allah. Don't come near it. تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون. These are the hudood of Allah, don't come near them. In the process, when this woman was being pelted, let us bear, let us picture this atmosphere. Sahaba ikram gathered there, angels, Allahu Akbar, Almighty Allah is watching this from the skies. One woman who has accepted her disgrace and her zillat, she's been dishonored in front of the people of Arabia. Why? She has understood that the disgrace of today is lighter than the zillat of tomorrow in front of billions of people on the Maidan of Hashr. Allah mentioned, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Those that are cheating in their businesses, don't they think, aren't they aware that they have to come in front of Allah? Don't they ponder about the disgrace and the dishonor of the day of Qiyamah? In the process, this woman leaves the dunya. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands the Sahaba, "Oh my Sahaba, take her to the woman folk. Ghusl will be given to her, kafan, dafan, etc. Thereafter we will perform the salat janaza." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assembles the Sahaba ikram. About to perform the salat janaza, one Sahabi comes, "Tusalli alayha ya Rasulallah wa qad zanat." "O Nabi of Allah, are you performing the salat janaza of a woman that has committed adultery?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O my Sahabi, laqad tabat tawbatan. Laqad tabat tawbatan law qusimat bayna sab'ina min ahli al-Madina." This woman has made such a tawbah and such taqwa has developed in the heart of this woman. Such fear of Allah has come, the awareness of akhirat, the fear of the disgrace of the Maidan of Hashr. She has made tawbah with such sincerity from the depth of the heart that Allah has decided, Allah has forgiven her in such a manner that Allah's qasam, on the tawbah of this one woman, 70 people's maghfirat can be made. One woman's tawbah, 70 people's maghfirat can be made. Why? She had understood that the greatest oppression that can happen to insan is to disobey Allah. Allahu Akbar. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu used to mention, "U'budu Allah ka'annakum tarawnahu." Worship Allah in such a manner as though Allah is before you. May Allah grant us that namaz, that we understand that Allah Pak is in front of us. Like that Sahabi says, "When I perform salah, my Allah in front of me, Jannat on my right, Jahannam on my left, and Malakul Maut standing behind me." We can imagine, if a person has to perform namaz in that manner, what must be the strength of that salah? Jannat meri daai taraf, Jahannam meri baai taraf, mera Rab mere saamne, aur Malakul Maut mere dar pe khare hai, meri rooh ko nikalne ke liye. Hai hai, Khuda us jaisi ek namaz hume naseeb farma de.
Even one namaz of that nature. اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكُمْ تَرَوْنَهُ. Worship Allah as though you are standing before Allah. وَعُدُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتَى. اور اپنے آپ کو موتا میں سے شمار کرو. Count yourself from the deceased. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ قَلِيلًا يُغْنِيكُمْ خَيْرًا مِّن كَثِيرٍ يُلْهِيكُمْ. And remember that little that will remind you of Allah is better than that lot which will make you unmindful of Allah. مَا قَلَّ وَكَفَى خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا كَثُرَ وَأَلْهَى. That little but sufficient is better than that excessive but makes you unmindful of Allah. There was that zamana that before committing a crime, a person used to give it a second thought. That if I'm going to do this, what is my Allah saying regarding this? If I'm going to do this, what harm will come my way? Today, unfortunately, that zamana has come that we don't give it a second thought, and when someone tells us also that this earns the wrath of Allah, then worry about yourself, don't worry about me. Allah mentions, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good, you will reap the benefits of that. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. The manner you will sow, that's how you will reap. And if you will do evil and you will disobey Allah and you will transgress and violate the orders of Allah, then the harm is to come your way. The ulama have written, why was the tawbah of Adam alayhi salatu was salam accepted and not that of the devil? Very simple. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam committed this act of eating from the tree, then immediately what did he say? أَقَرَّ بِذَنْبِهِ. He acknowledged his wrong. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, I have oppressed myself. It comes in the hadith that Adam alayhi salatu was salam and Musa alayhi salatu was salam met in the life of arwah, that is souls. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam told Adam alayhi salatu was salam that, oh Adam, are you that very same person that ate from the tree that Allah had prohibited you from eating? So Adam alayhi salatu was salam said, oh Musa, do you know that the Torah that was revealed to you was written before my creation, before Allah created me? Because Musa alayhi salatu was salam read of this act of Adam alayhi salam in the Torah, that is how he was informed of it. So Adam alayhi salatu was salam told Musa, oh Musa, are you pointing a finger towards me of something which was written for me to do? In other words, it was written that I'm going to do this, so I did it. So he gave the answer of taqdeer to Musa alayhi salam. But in front of Allah, what did he say? Rabbana balamna anfusana. Oh Allah, I've oppressed myself. In front of Allah, he did not give any explanation. In front of Allah, he did not give any excuses. Then he said, oh Allah, I am wrong and I have oppressed myself. In front of insan, he said this. But in front of Allah, فَاعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. Oh Allah, we have acknowledged that we are wrong. We have accepted the wrong. That is why I always mention that we are doing wrong. We are sinning. The least we can do is not to justify this wrong. What we are doing is wrong. Let's not justify it. Let's not verify it. That no, it can't be done because of no, we are earning the wrath of Allah. Worse than the sin will be to justify the sin. So the first thing is that Adam alayhi salatu was salam accepted that he had committed this crime. Number two, nadima alayhi wa lama nafsahu. He regretted, remorse, nadamat. He felt that pain in his heart. He felt that guilt in his heart. And وَلَامَ نَفْسَهُ. And he spoke to himself that how could you disobey Allah? وَلَمْ يَقْنَتْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And he did not become despondent of the mercy of Allah. The point that I am highlighting here is that after he disobeyed Allah, he regretted and he understood the harm of the sin. And the devil, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ. He did not accept his sin. Neither did he regret over his crime, and neither did he hasten towards tawbah, and he was despondent of the mercy of Allah. The ulama have written that every person before going to sleep should take hisab of himself. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا.
that from the time I got up till the time I'm going to sleep, how much this obedience of Allah took place in my day.
A person opens a business, end of the day he wants to catch up. Monthly he wants to take hisab. He wants to see how much stock there is. Is he progressing or not? What has happened to us? Since salah has become farad upon us, are we coming closer towards Allah? Or because of our evil and our vice, it has become a barrier and it has become an obstacle for us to climb and ascend the stages of Jannah.
Allahu Akbar. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi was walking. He passes by one youngster who was crying. وَهُوَ يَتَرَشَّحُ عَرَقًا.
And sweat was rolling from his whole body. It was perspiring. So Malik rahmatullah alayhi asked him, مَا الَّذِي أَوْقَفَكَ فِي هَذَا الْمَوْضِعِ وَمَا الَّذِي أَبْكَاكَ. What makes you stand in this place? And what makes you cry? Very unusual spot. There is no one here. What are you doing here? He answers, عَصَيْتُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ. On this very same land, I disobeyed Allah. So the thought crosses my mind that this land is going to give evidence against me. This land is going to give gawahi that, oh Allah, this man transgressed your orders and violated you on this piece of land. When this land is going to answer and this land is going to give gawahi against me, then how am I going to answer before Allah? So every time I pass by this place, I stand here and I cry and I cry and I weep till I become unconscious. Let us now and then sit in that lounge of ours and think, that place where we are violating the orders of Allah. These ni'mat that Allah has given us, these eyes that Allah has given us, are we earning the pleasure of Allah or are we earning the wrath of Allah? Wallah, if Allah had to only say that every time you must use your eyes, I will make you blind, and every time you must use your ears, I will make you deaf, Allah's qasam, we all would have been blind, deaf and dumb, including myself, drowning in our sins. But Allah, through His mercy, through His wisdom, through His rahmat, Allah's qasam, Allahu Akbar. We are violating the orders of Allah, order after order, hukam after hukam, sunnat after sunnat, yet He is not depriving us of any of His bounties.
Allahu Akbar. Muhammad bin Yazid rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, in istata'ta alla tusi'a ila man tuhibbah fas'al.
If you can prevent yourself from inconveniencing that person who you love, then do so. So someone asked him, wa hal yusi'u ahadun ila man yuhibbuh? Will a person ever inconvenience someone he loves? He says, yes. نَفْسُكَ أَحَبُّ الْأَنْفُسْ إِلَيْكَ.
You love yourself the most, but you are causing the greatest harm by disobeying Allah.
Is it possible for someone to inconvenience someone that he loves? So what did he answer? He says, yes, it is very possible. How? That you love yourself the most and you are inconveniencing yourself. How? By disobeying Allah. You are actually asking for the azab and the wrath of Allah.
It's written of one buzruq. He mentions, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا. On one occasion I committed a sin. Because of that sin, for 40 years, أَبْكِي عَلَيْهِ مُنْذُ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. I am crying over that sin of mine for the last 40 years. And what was that? I took some sand from my neighbor's yard without his ijazah.
Allahu Akbar. For 40 years the man is crying.
That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَعْظَمُ الذُّنُوبِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَصْغَرُهَا عِنْدَ النَّاسِ وَأَصْغَرُ الذُّنُوبِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَعْظَمُهَا عِنْدَ النَّاسِ.
The greatest sin in the eyes of Allah is the one that is regarded as most insignificant in your eyes. Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that there is no minor sin. There is nothing as a minor sin. When we understand whose law is being violated, then you can't call it minor, because to do anything against what Allah told you is a major crime. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written in the Sharah of Miskat,
on the commentary of Miskat, he writes that there are great chances that Allah will pardon us for our major sins, but Allah will throw us in Jahannam on the basis of our minor sins. Someone asked him, how is this possible? He has written in Miqat, he says, Aadmi jab kabira guna karta hai, when a man commits a major crime, then the ihsas and the feeling that I am disobeying Allah is there. But when he commits a minor sin, he doesn't regard as though I have done anything which is more major than the major crime. Ke gunah karne ke baawajood isko gunah na samjhe, ye kabira se zyada kabira hai. Isme kya hai maulana? These are our children.
Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb thing I read in one kitab. Allahu Akbar. Awam ibn Hawsab rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, أربع بعد الذنب شر من الذنب. Four things.